Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shiley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Robertson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Charlie Robertson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Denny Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doc Prothero. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dud Lee. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bischoff. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Wingfield. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ted Wingfield. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Bischoff and he is out, Lee applying the tag. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Earl Shiley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiley hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Davis moves to third. Collins moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothero fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Flagstead reaches second base with a double. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee misplays the ball. That's an error on Lee. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball four. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is one for one in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is one for one in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rogel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is one for one in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff bunts towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Wingfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingfield bunts towards first. Sheely scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Bischoff moves to second. One out. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely fields the ball and throws to Robertson covering. Safe. Bischoff moves to third. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Flagstad hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Flagstad reaches second base with a double. Bischoff scores. Williams moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Flagstad scores. Boone moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro is 0 for 1 in the game. Prothro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-1 in the game. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sheely moves to second. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-1 in the game. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee bunts towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to second. One out. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bischoff hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Wingfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingfield is 0-for-0 in the game. Wingfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mostill takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams bunts towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Flagstad bunts towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaum hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Prothrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothrow is 0-for-2 in the game. Prothrow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bischoff takes first base on ball 4. Lee moves to second. Ted Wingfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spence Harris pinch hits for Charlie Robertson. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krause moves to second. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mostill hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Flagstad hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Boone hits a pop-up towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Prothrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothrow is 0-for-3 in the game. Prothrow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Dudley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up towards short. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Prothrow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Bill Barrett pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Kraus moves to third. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.